95.7 The Fan. Live from the West Point Lincoln and West Point Lincoln of Sugar Land Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
And wrap my heart round your little finger.
Listen up, H-Town. Now is the time we separate truth from trickery, fact from fiction. It's real or fake on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, a little real or fake. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in. I make a statement. You let me know if it's real or fake. Real or fake? We'll start with you, Tyler. Hunter Brown will be a Houston Astro in 2029. He becomes a free agent after the 2028 season. Hunter Brown will be an Astro in 2029. Real or fake?
I'm going to say I want it personally to be real if Hunter Brown continues to be the diesel we know and that ace type of guy. But I also know it is very possible that this is going to be fake. Because I don't think Jim Crane's going anywhere. Obviously, we do not know who the general manager is going to be of the Astros right now, which is a big factor. I'm torn. I'm going to say real, though. I'm going to have some faith that these guys are actually going to pay someone that's great at throwing a baseball whenever the time comes. I'll say real.
Real or fake,
Clint? There you go. There you go, T. I think it's real. Look, I understand what we're up against. I understand the reason the question is being asked. I would argue that Hunter Brown is in terms of being here longer term, is as big, if not bigger, than Yordan Alvarez. And I know what I'm saying. Yordan Alvarez is to me. Hunter Brown is to me. These guys like Yordan Alvarez do not walk through the door very often. You got a guy that is a potential. A potential Hall of Famer. You got a guy that is, if he's healthy, will live in the top 5 to 10 pitchers in Major League Baseball for the next 10 years. Yeah, I believe in Hunter Brown, and I think Jim Crane makes an exception with this cat.
Yeah, I'm gonna say real, because I think Jim Crane is competitive. I think he is a meddler, and I think we've talked about it for years that he at least a good year that he's got some real Jerry Jones tendencies in him. But I do think after what we've seen here, the failed situation with how things have happened under Dana Brown and Joe Espada, I think he's going to go back to giving his guys more resources to actually win. This isn't working. They've got to do more. So I think this is going to be a turning point on how Jim Crane operates. And I think Hunter Brown will be the beneficiary, and the Astros will be the beneficiary of that. All right, Clint, what you got coming up here on the four?
Dolly Parton. We lost a great one, y'all. What's the best Dolly Parton, your favorite Dolly Parton song? 713-572-4610. Send it in. Let us know your favorite Dolly Parton tune. I got one bit of pushback on the jersey drop, and it doesn't have to do with the actual jersey, so I didn't hit Doug with it. And then the X Factor. We hit on it yesterday. I called Jalen Knoll the X Factor before training camp started. He was injured. Higgins stood out. Higgins got injured. Now it's Noel's turn. Can he still be the X Factor that I thought he'd be? We'll cuss and discuss next right here